Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Many people think that leadership is about someone bossing you around or telling you what to do, or that person who has the authority, to even someone who you feel should have all the answers in your organization. But let's be real, that doesn't always happen. Leaders won't always have the answers. And leaders, it's about service. It really is about helping others, your team members, your organization succeed. Whether they be your direct reports, your peers, those above you in the chain of command, leaders really do work at empowering the team, creating great environments where people can thrive, and are very, very excellent listeners. Leadership is not a title. Remember that. Just because you have manager or VP or team lead in your title does not automatically make a leader. Because leadership isn't about where you stand on the org chart. It is about your actions. We really, as true leaders, need to inspire our teams. We need to trust each other. We need to show respect. And we need to know that we must lead by example if we expect the same out of the team. If we're yelling at somebody to get something done, then we're leading by the example that we expect to show. Guess what happens with team morale or how others react when we do things like that? We need to be there for our people, not because of our title, but because we want to be there for them. There's a great quote by Simon Sinek where he says, "Leadership is not about being in charge. It's about taking care of those in your charge." So really think about that. It's not about being in charge and having the title. It's really about taking care of the people and listening and helping and supporting and providing resources and growth. That's what most people want. So how can you do some of these things? Well, I want you to ask yourself, if you have direct reports or even as a team in general, how can you help your team succeed or the organization succeed? We have to focus on our team and the organization and not just ourselves. When we focus on ourselves, or other people in the organization do, you've probably seen it where nothing happens, or it is a finger-pointing type atmosphere, or we're always covering our you-know-whats, or CYA, as some people here call it. Leadership really does mean that we are setting some very clear expectations, we're providing the vision, and we're helping people understand it, we're showing them why we need what they do, we're providing those resources, that support, those mentors and coaches. We're giving also credit where credit is due. One of my pet peeves is listening to someone in a management or leadership position saying, "Yes, I got ABC," when really it was the team that provided you everything you needed to do, right from the person who cleans out your garbage every day, believe it or not. It takes a whole team, a whole army, as some people call it, to make something happen in an organization. So you can't take credit for, you know, an increase of 5% in sales over what the budget was, because it took literally everybody to do that. And it's not just your sales team either. So think about that for a moment. When we really, really work on prioritizing our team's growth and well-being, when we listen to them, their ideas, what they're sharing with us with curiosity, we help provide those resources, tools, or even some growth opportunities via projects or promotions, we naturally will start to gain their trust, respect, and loyalty. And they will naturally be the people that you want them to be. They will grow if that's what they want and you need, or they will be that team that supports you and your vision. Now, let's just talk about one thing you know I love to talk about, which is listening. It is a very big underrated leadership skill, active listening. Great leaders really don't just talk or pretend they're listening to you while they're actively answering emails and being on their phone. They're really actively listening. They're taking what you truly say to heart. They're listening. It's not in one ear and out the other, or in one ear, typo away, forget what you just said 2 seconds ago. By really listening to our team, our direct reports, whomever that might be, you get to understand the needs, the challenges, the ideas, the safety issues, all of those things, which helps you lead better with empathy, or even on purpose, or with understanding that you are not always right. Sorry, folks, as leaders, we don't have all the answers and we aren't always right. So I want you to not just listen, I want you to take what you hear seriously. Be curious and allow yourself not only to be the person who has all the right answers, but really consider what the best answer is, if you're looking for a solution for the team or for the organization. So remember, leadership isn't just about you. It is about the people who we are surrounded by and those who are our direct reports, indirect reports, or those you lead. When we approach the idea of leadership with the idea of having a leadership purpose of service, we can inspire others to follow us, to grow, to achieve great things together in our organization, or maybe they do step out and move somewhere else because you've inspired them in some way, and that's okay too. I want you to now reflect on your own leadership style when it comes to servicing others. Are you leading with service in mind? That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know has created a goal and needs help, you can contact me or feel free to see our Amplifying Leadership website for more information on our programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership event and programs. You can find more about this and all of the service as mentioned at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.